Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. And if it's Friday and your clock says 4:30, that means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook here on Coast Country, sponsored by Nanacoke Outfitters, where you can book your next fishing trip or guided hunt. You're running out of time to secure your spot for that. All you have to do is get to nanacokeoutfitters.com and get signed up today. You also always find great information, awesome merchandise, even coffee available for you at nanacokeoutfitters.com. And every Friday, we invite Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanacoke Outfitters to join us to give us a little insight as to where we can find success if you're looking to get outdoors this weekend. And now after all that rain has passed, I'm sure lots of folks are going to be heading out to Wet a Line this weekend. And Captain Dave, where are the good spots, my friend?
Yeah, you know, Gary, we are at the time of year where you can go just about anywhere, wet a line, and catch fish. You know, it may not always be the fish you're looking for or the right size that you need in order to keep it, but the fishing right now is really good across the board. Maryland, Delaware, all around the area, you can get out and catch fish. Now, I'll tell you, what we've been doing a lot of is here in Ocean City, we are catching a ton of flounder. The flounder numbers are looking good. I'm excited that we've got that new regulation of 17.5 inches. Which makes it tough to get our keepers, but what's happening is we're catching a ton of shorts. So all these fish that are short this year, well, guess what they are next year? They're going to be keepers, and that means they're going to end up on our grill, Gary. So that is a great, great thing for us.
For flounder fishing, is that something more you go offshore to do?
Well, you know, you can do it in the Back Bay or offshore. So we do both. So a lot of times we have families with young kids, and we're doing that in the Back Bay. That's a great place to catch a lot of fish, and you can go offshore and fish some of the wrecks and some of the reefs and catch some of the bigger ones for sure. But there's a lot of flexibility when it comes to fishing for the flounder. Now, some of the other things we got going on here in Ocean City, we've got our tog starting to show back up. We've got sheep's head on the jetties. Of course, bluefish and rockfish, that hasn't changed. That's really status quo. The key right now is to avoid the dirty water. We are doing some dredging that's going on here, and what's happening is that's really dirtying up the water. So the key there is if you come here this weekend, stay away from the commercial harbor area. You don't want to fish around that because the fish will not be feeding with all that dirty water. In Delaware, flounder fishing has been a little bit tougher, but I'm hearing that folks are starting to catch them today. Just talked to a buddy of mine this morning. They went out and caught one keeper and 14 shorts in 2.5 hours. So not a bad morning. We're not going to have the wind that we've been having this week, and we're not going to have the rain. So I think there's a good opportunity to go out there, and don't overlook the croaker. I talked about this last week, the spot, the croaker, the kings. They're so much fun, especially for the kids. You can go out, get yourself some fish bites and a bloodworm flavor. Let the kids catch a ton of fish doing that. And I tell you, Gary, I've just spent most of today doing that with a lot of children we've had. We've had 4 parties today, and we have caught well over 100 fish. We actually stopped counting at 100. So it's been a good day, and I think it's a great time for everybody to get out and wet a line. Now, as far as some of the things that you could do this weekend outside of Ocean City or over in Delaware, on the lower eastern shore, we're still doing really well with the blue cats. Tons of blue cats around to be able to pick up, and crabbing has been very good as well. Again, crabbing, the depth right now is in that 12-foot range, so if you're not in that range, you're going to catch crabs, but they're going to be small, so you need to make sure you get in the right depth.
In order to find the right depth, is there a special like sort of tool you need, or is it just a matter of knowing the waterway that you're getting into? Like, what's the best way to figure out how to get into that sweet spot?
Yeah, that's a great question, Gary, and really it comes down to two things. One is knowing the waterway by looking at the maps. All of our navigational maps have water depths on them, and the water depth that it shows is the low tide level, so you know what it is at low tide. And the other thing is if you have a boat, most folks have electronics called a depth finder, and you're able to see the depth of the water that you're in. And that's how we do it, right? So we get out, we find that depth, and we work that line, and that's the line that we work, whether it be our crab traps or our trot line. Well, Gary, I've got another family waiting to go on another trip, so I've got to go. as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we're blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.